She's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Whoa, 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 whoa. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot.
Good afternoon, Las Vegas. This is your boy Jeffrey with a G with another live edition of Vegas Nonstop. It is 2 o'clock on Monday, which can only mean one thing. We are here and you are not. But you're listening to us, you're watching us on Facebook Live. Here with us today in studio, entertainer extraordinaire Janine Valentine.
Oh my God, I'm here again.
Former NFL cheerleader and sports advisor Tanya Brennan.
Woohoo!
With me is always the leader of the Goat Rodeo, the ambassador of fun, the master of mayhem, and the wizard of whoopee, Jonathan J. Scott.
Hey, fatty!
Hey, everybody, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. Thank you, Jeffrey, with the G Line 1. Go ahead.
You did it to me again.
I did. I know. And I just was like, okay, you're on.
I'm going to come up with a jingle for you.
Would you? That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a little jingle.
Okay. What's it going to sound like?
It's going to sound amazing.
Like you're ever.
I don't know it yet, though.
Like a jingle? Like
we
a
always start jingle? Off with, how was your weekend? How was your weekend? Well, Tanya, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was fantastic. I watched Alabama kick LSU's behind. It was a shutout.
Are you an Alabama fan?
You know,
because
I don't know.
You're a New Orleans girl. I don't get the whole, now you're Roll Tide. I don't get it.
Not a New Orleans girl. Northern Cal. But yeah. It was. I love that matchup with Bama and LSU.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It looked good going into it. And then we all saw a snoozer.
We did.
LSU got rolled.
I know they did. But, you know, a lot of people don't like Nick Saban. I still like the guy. I think he's pretty smart.
Listen, he's very smart, and clearly he has the best team in the country. I think at this point, the only team that may have a shot at coming close is Clemson, as they've been the only team to have a shot coming close in the last 3 years, which is why we've seen them in 3 national championship games.
Absolutely.
Back to back to back, and I assume we're going to see that again this year.
Again.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the whole Patriots thing, you know?
Oh, tell me about it. It's actually...
News fest.
As much as I hate Alabama, I get it, being a Patriots fan, why people hate the Patriots. I do. And the Red Sox were just that good.
Hey, and did you see the Knights win on Saturday night?
Yeah, 3-0, actually.
It was awesome. Go Knights.
Another shutout for Fleury, huh?
It was very nice.
It was his 50th career shutout. Yeah, he is.
I love him.
But most hockey players are.
Well, maybe the football players could take it, and the baseball players
and basketball
could take it. There you go.
Hockey
all
players,
of the rest of you.
Hockey players are typically a different breed, much more down to earth, much more humble. They come from small Canadian or European towns, and they didn't grow up with a lot.
Right. Well, I admire that very much because he's our hometown hero. You know,
absolutely,
it's amazing. We finally have someone to look up to, and you know, I don't mind my son actually watching him and emulating him, as opposed to some other, you know, NFL players that we're not going to talk about
right.
that do things that are kind of, you know, anti-American. Anyway, that's just my personal opinion.
Well,
right, Jonathan Scott?
Janine and Jeffrey with a G and I were at Rockin' Riley's on Saturday doing a little pregame rally
that
for
was
the Golden
fun.
Knights.
Yes.
That was really cool.
And
what
we're
a great
be
place to watch a game, too. I mean, you're sitting on the 50-yard line of the Las Vegas Strip. People watching is the best.
Oh, it's the
TVs everywhere with all sorts of games on, beer specials, Jaeger shots, burgers, wings.
Those wings looked good,
yeah.
I was saying.
I
like, I'm from Buffalo, and I'm like, maybe.
I noticed you were eyeing those pretty good.
I will eat one a year.
One
That's
wing?
It? What kind of self-respecting Buffalo person are you?
Exactly. I was like, you know what? Do I have any self-respect left after yesterday?
No.
Seriously.
Well, my Bears.
I tried to bring my dog because she's my emotional support, like, you know, companion, and they wouldn't let me. And I was like, I'm devastated over the Bills. I still love them, but is there any hope?
I still think the Bills' record doesn't reflect some of the talent on the team. That's just my opinion.
Well,
I don't know what team you're watching.
Maybe we shouldn't pay them until they actually win.
Here's an interesting stat from yesterday's Chicago-Buffalo game. Peterman, the quarterback for the Bills, he threw 3 interceptions, and he lowered his percentage of thrown interceptions. He was at 11%. Now he threw 3 and went to 9.
Oh my God!
I think the records this year are really interesting. How many teams have 3 wins this year, and we're in week 9 already? Quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would expect that, right?
I'm not sure what I'd expected this year. It's a surprise, though.
Well, I think in any given year, you're going to have what we call, you know, everything reverts back to the mean or the average. The top 10 teams are going to probably have anywhere from 6 to 8 wins after 9 games. Mm-hmm. The middle of the pack is going to be in that, 4 to 6 range. And the bottom of the barrel is going to be in that 1 to 4 range. And there's a lot of that going on.
Absolutely.
Look at the two teams playing tonight. Tennessee, Dallas Cowboys, both 3 and 4, both coming off a bye week. That really doesn't make for riveting football, I'm not going to lie.
No, right. I know. Well, who are you picking this tonight's night game?
You know what? I can't even. From a betting standpoint, there's really no value in betting either side here. I think the line is currently about 5.
Who are you rooting for?
I don't.
Are you watching the game, Jeffrey?
maybe in parts. But for me, the most interesting thing about tonight's game is Dallas just acquired Amari Cooper from Oakland Raiders. Dak Prescott finally has a legit receiver since Dez has left to throw to. I'm curious to see how he blends in with his offense, how he picks everything up. To me, that'll be interesting.
And they are at home tonight, correct?
They are in Dallas.
I think Dallas should win that game.
They're 5-point favorites.
We'll
so, yeah, if Las Vegas says they should.
Well, Las Vegas knows everything.
Well, you would think so. However, yesterday the books had what one sports executive called one of the worst 10 days in the last 25 years in football betting. They got destroyed. They got destroyed.
What specifically? Like, what were the...
The general public generally bets the favorite and the over.
Gotcha.
That's how they bet. And almost every game was the favorite and the over.
Dang. So, yeah.
The only game that looked questionable was the Texans and the Broncos, which was 1917.
And the Redskins in Atlanta.
Well, the Redskins killed me, I told you.
I know.
They just killed my 16 parlay. I had everything else except that.
I'm pretty sure you should listen to Jeffrey for your gambling advice.
Well, see, the thing is, any given Sunday, anything can happen.
True.
So you've got as much chance just picking teams because you like the uniforms, like we talked about. Now, don't you have a little game prepared for us?
I do.
Janine Valentine?
He had me modify it, but I didn't modify it too well because some of them are very funny, and I thought they would give us some good fodder.
Well, we like fodder.
Do you know
fodder.
What that means?
Fodder.
Fodder.
You can look interesting.
That, you can Google that.
Yonder is my fodder's castle.
I have some quotes.
I got a mutter. I got a fodder.
So there are some famous quotes, and they're by famous people, mostly people who are in the... athletic industry.
Sports world slash athletic industry.
Athletic industry.
Well, I don't know. Is horse racing, is that considered a sport?
Sure.
The sport of kings.
Well, cheerleading is a sport too, Jeffrey, and no one's betting on that.
Absolutely.
I think they are.
No, not yet. That's gonna come.
In London.
I don't know about cheerleading being a sport either. Gymnastics is a sport. I don't know about cheerleading.
There's gymnastics and cheerleading. Do you know how much tenacity and hard work it is?
Tenacity.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Right, I can't fight with you right now. Listen.
The tenacious
So who
D.
wants to be, you know, you're going to all, like...
We're all going to play. You're
all going to try. Okay, listen. This is from the ladies' locker room. This is ladies' locker room version 2.0. So winning is everything. Who was quoted as saying winning is everything?
Tanya Brennan.
Tanya Brennan.
I'm going to guess
Charlie Sheen.
Vince Lombardi. Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
You're all wrong. Oh. Tiger Woods, which I thought was kind of ironic.
That was his quote?
Because the poor guy really hasn't been winning at
anything
at life.
Well, he just won his first major.
Yeah, golf is right, but he had the slump with the divorce and the whole personal, issue, which is, of course, none of our business. But
the golf club to the truck.
He's like, winning is everything.
I still think that it was ironic that his wife came at him with a 5-iron.
Oh, it's perfect.
Was that the right club?
Do you think he was like, not that one, not that one?
You don't want to use the driver?
Oh, Lord.
Exactly.
Okay, this is, I thought this one was hilarious. You probably won't get it, but it's funny. This is a really lovely horse. I once rode her mother. Come on now, really?
Gary Stevens?
Churchill.
Former jockey and commentator Ted Walsh.
Oh, no, we wouldn't get it.
All right, I'll give you one that you may actually know. Because this is the kind of crowd I'm seeing with you guys. This is, you're like a...
Well, that's pretty obscure, Pat Walsh. I never heard.
Or Ted.
Or Ted Walsh.
Or Ted.
Have you heard of him, Jeffrey?
No.
No.
He's a commentator. whatever. You guys aren't up on your stuff. Okay, listen. So who said, this is what reality star said, I want to have a third child just to eat the placenta.
Ew. Oh.
Kim Kardashian.
I did hear this.
Kim
yes.
Kardashian?
One of the Kardashians.
Oh, it was a Kardashian.
Pick the other K.
Bruce Jenner.
He is a man. He ain't no woman.
Are you
sure? Is it Khloe?
Courtney.
Oh, Courtney.
Yes.
Courtney. Yep.
Which one has the cosmetic line?
The young one.
The young one. Kendall. Yes.
Kyrie.
Who cares?
Kyrie.
I don't know. I can't even. I mean, the reason why I'm wearing lashes and for a freaking radio spot is because of them. Thank you so much. You guys will know this one.
There's no placenta in
You better
sports.
Know this one.
There's no crying.
All right. Who said, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans?
I'm definitely not prepared for this show.
One.
All you need is love.
Paul McCartney.
The Beatles.
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
George.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Ringo.
Who? Yeah.
Do you want? I'll give you another rock star. Here we go. Another rock star that has passed away. Love the life you live. Live the life you love.
I do like these quotes.
Right?
Right.
Rod Stewart. Bob Marley.
Yes. Good one. Jonathan got it. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Janine gave me a little clue here in the studio.
Okay. This is the last one. There's so many kinds of wrong in this one. You probably have no idea who this is, so I'll just tell you. From the San Diego Padres, Matt Stairs. This is his quote. When you get that nice celebration coming into the dugout and you're getting your ass hammered by guys, there's no better feeling than to have that done.
Getting your ass hammered by guys?
Really, Matt? Really? That's the epitome of your good feelings? I feel sorry for you.
Say it again. Say the whole quote again. I just want to hear you say
when you get that nice celebration coming into the dugout and you're getting your ass hammered by guys, there's no better feeling than to have that done. I can think of a few better things. I'm just saying.
Ted Williams.
Matt Stairs from the San Diego Padres.
Oh, don't know.
We try to mix it up a little bit here, okay, kids.
All right.
Do you want me to continue?
One more.
All right, one more. You want an easy one?
Yeah.
They couldn't get much harder.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is an easy one.
Give us a harder one, Ted Walsh.
You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough.
Is it sports or entertainment?
Famous actress.
Katherine Hepburn.
No. I would have. Yes.
Bobby got it?
Mae West.
Mae West.
Yes. Very nice.
Yeah. When she was good, she was very, very good. When she was bad, she was bad.
Thanks. As well as our viewers.
I thought he was watching TV.
All right. Well, that was He Said, She Said. Are you calling that segment? Or are you
he
calling
said, she
it something
said,
else?
Ladies' Locker Room.
Ladies' Locker Room.
Janine being forced to wear this, and I haven't washed it yet.
That's why you're standing on that side. All right. We're going to take
our first
commercial break. Coming back, we're going to have Tanya Brennan talking about her 49ers with a little NFL forecasting. Stay right where you are.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room, just look for the pink neon.
NBC Sports 920, The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
On Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 a.m. If you're anywhere near a computer, turn it on. Go to Facebook, like us, and share us at Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Scott LV. We're now available on iTunes, on Spotify, Google Play, and soon at a theater near you.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, at a theater near you.
Did you take a break in that opening? My goodness. Did you breathe?
Because of our friend right here.
Awesome.
Michael's getting us on all kinds of stuff, and we're going to have big news pretty soon. We shot a pilot a couple of weeks ago for national distribution, and Janine was there, and Jeffrey with a G was there. We'll invite you to the next one, see if you can make it.
Would love to.
So let's get into the NFL. Of course, we talked about Cowboys, Tennessee playing again tonight, 5 o'clock on ESPN, sister station. Let's get into the. You want to talk about Thursday? Want to talk about Panthers and Steelers coming up on Thursday night a little bit? Tanya, you want to talk about that?
I think Panthers are on a roll right now. I don't know what it is. They're hot. And I think that's going to be a great game, and I'm going to give that to Panthers. I don't know. They've got to go against the Saints, though, so we could talk more about that.
The Steelers are favored by 4.
Yeah,
in the Thursday
night. I think Panthers are going to take that.
I'll take the Panthers with 4 points right now.
Panthers,
I mean, don't
four.
Get me wrong. Steelers look like they've righted the ship a little bit, at least temporarily. That defense is still a little suspect for me. But listen, they went on the road yesterday against a division rival that's ranked number one defense in the league, and they walked away with a win. So right now they're looking much better than they did at the beginning of the year. The question is going to be, as we enter weeks 10 and 11, Le'Veon Bell is going to be forced to come back to the team if he wants to be eligible for free agency next year. So what do you do if you're Mike Tomlin and your superstar running back that has sat out the first 10 weeks of the season now shows up and you've been playing this young kid, James Conner, who's been unbelievable? What do you do?
Well, that's easy. You got to see how they're doing in practice all week.
No.
I think the guy. I think you get rid of him.
You're not going to trade him now in the middle of the season.
Well, I mean, at the end of the season, you're going to get rid of him.
We know he's going to leave and go into free agency. But the question is, what do the Steelers do with him now the next 6-7 weeks? He has to come back to be eligible.
Well, if he's not playing well, then they keep the rookie.
But it's not a matter of not playing well. It's a matter of he's not playing. He's sitting out purposely because they want to franchise tag him, and he doesn't want to risk getting hurt.
Is this going to be Ben's last year? Ben Roethlisberger? Is it going to be his last season?
I think he's probably towards the end. I have no idea who they have waiting behind him, but this is going to become a big story as in the next couple of weeks, and I think that in and of itself is going to be a major distraction for the team.
Mm.
For that reason, in addition to me liking the way Carolina's playing, I like Carolina here.
When's Brady retiring?
65.
When he's 65, like everybody else.
I think he wants another one more ring.
Now, Tanya, before we get into quarterbacks and just all around, let's talk about your 49ers a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
But they won.
We won last Thursday night. We played the Raiders. Of course, they're going against the Raiders, so it wasn't really, you know, a very competitive game. But Nick Mullins, our third-string quarterback, went in, just had a phenomenal first game in the NFL, never had a snap in the league, and got to give the boy credit.
They didn't just win. They crushed him.
They crushed him.
What happened to Stay Hard or Be Hard?
Beathard.
So he claims he had a little arm injury. But
I call him Beat Hard.
Yeah. I they need to get rid of the guy. I mean, honestly, he's just, I don't think he's very accurate. And I think the team really kind of rallied behind Mullins. Mm-hmm. And I think their defense played well. I mean, for a team, it's not always about the quarterback. Your offense, defense, special teams, y'all got to step up to the plate. And I just think the Niners finally were able to put that together last Thursday. And then it led to a victory. So we shall see. They play the Giants next Monday.
And who did you use to cheer for?
49ers.
49ers.
Awesome. I was just making sure I didn't want to assume anything. You know what they say about assuming.
7 years. And we have our reunion on December 23rd.
You should bring Jeffrey. He's single.
I'll bring Jeffrey, but here's the greatest thing.
And he looks great with pom-pons.
Hey, we are actually playing your Bears on the 23rd.
The Bears.
So that'll be fun.
The Bears. Jeffrey, would you consider being a male cheerleader?
No.
Why don't we try to pimp him?
I don't have the legs.
I think we should. Yeah, you do. Go ahead. Show everybody.
Boots.
This is the second show in a row. She's trying to pimp me out.
I love cheerleaders.
Well, you're a nice guy. He doesn't live with mom. I mean, it's, you know, he actually like makes money and looks like he might have a future in, I don't know, something.
I like our other co-host, Lou Magelowicz, who still lives with his parents.
If there's anyone out there that just wants to get with a monger, let me know.
A fishmonger.
Delicious seafood all the time.
Now, we were also talking about some of the trades. You and I were talking, Jeffrey, with a G about some of the trades that happened last week.
My favorite,
Clinton Dix.
Right.
I love that name.
Yeah, he was born and his mom said, oh, what a joke. Let's call him Ha Ha.
Right.
Is he Hawaiian? What's his?
He's not Hawaiian. No.
You would know.
He ain't Hawaiian. I'm just going to tell you.
Know because she's Hawaiian, and therefore she knows all of the other Hawaiian people.
Well, Tanya knows more about the NFL than any other woman I know.
No.
Certainly more than I do.
His name is very catchy, and we talked about this. So if he gets pulled over by a cop, he better not play. You know. So
the joke's on you. So what other besides? Where did Ha-Ha Clinton Dix go?
No idea.
Oh, you did. You got traded from the Packers.
I don't know where.
Packers. He was with the Packers.
Yeah. We don't know where he got traded.
I should know this. Washington Redskins?
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's a good move for him.
Yeah, because I was watching the Redskins get their, you know, what's beat. And I remember, ha, 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 joke's on me. and Clint Holmes and other Redskins fans.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So what were there other trades you want to talk about or you don't want to talk about
that? Well, the other one that we were talking about earlier is going to play in tonight's game, which is Amari Cooper, who was traded from Oakland to the Dallas Cowboys. Finally, we'll see if Dak Prescott and that offense can look a little more alive tonight since they haven't had that big receiver since Dez Bryant. I can't even believe Dez Bryant's out of the league. It's so weird.
Awkward.
Well, it's so weird what players are doing these days. Dez is out of the league. Le'Veon Bell has been sitting out all year. I know all the controversy around Colin Kaepernick, but he should be in the league still.
You think so?
He's certainly talented enough to be one of the top 32 quarterbacks in the league.
You kind of flipped on that. You didn't think so.
Well, after what I saw yesterday with guys like Peterman and all these other clowns out there.
Peterman?
This guy's
from Seinfeld?
From Buffalo. But I'm just saying, it's just weird.
Kaepernick is not welcome in Buffalo. I just want to say that right now.
Right.
I don't get involved in the political side of things because this is about
private. We could go toe to toe. I'll fight you.
This is a private business decision where it's about making money. And if I'm an NFL owner and I want a better team or even have a backup quarterback that is capable of coming in, should there be an injury to the starting guy, I think Colin is capable of doing that. That's just me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about, can we talk about Drew Brees yesterday?
Yeah.
That was an amazing game. I was actually rooting for the Saints. I'm not a huge Saints fan, but very glad that they gave the Rams their first loss.
Yes.
let me tell you something.
I was not, because I'd bet on the Rams.
Did you?
Want to watch a fun game. I mean, tied at 14, New Orleans reels off 21 straight points. The Rams come back to reel off 21 straight points. Tied at 35, Breeze has a gorgeous pass over the defender to Michael Thomas, who went in for like a 55-yard touchdown, and they end up winning by 10. I mean, that was a really fun game to watch.
Yep. You know it's not called New Orleans, right?
New Orleans. Yeah, Breeze threw for 346 yards yesterday, 25 completions, 36 attempts. Pretty good for a man that's about 40 years old.
39, yeah.
39 years old.
We always talk about Tom Brady.
I know that's old in football years, but come on.
Well, it's old in quarterback years.
Right.
I mean, we always talk about how well Tom Brady plays at 40, 41 years old. Breeze is right there.
I was quite shocked. He actually was taking the run to hit the first yards. I was blown away because he's not a running quarterback.
Yeah. No, but he knew where the first down marker was. He sacrificed his body. He dove for it. Mm-hmm. Played some great games, man.
Who do you think, as a quarterback, has had the most amount of years in the NFL, playing years?
Well, Tom Brady.
By far.
Yeah. Was it 12?
18?
Years? He's played 18 years in the NFL?
18 with Belichick,
NFL?
Yep. Yeah. 18.
2001, they won their first Super Bowl.
Holy schmoles, 18 years and he can still walk.
Right?
Amazing. I mean, you get hit so many times.
Well, and that's what's funny. You know, everyone always makes fun of his doctor, his trainer, his TB12 routine. Let me tell you something.
Well, it's working for him.
Working. I don't know his TB12 routine.
Tom Brady 12 is his number. That's his line of nutrition and supplements and food and eating program and...
Yeah, because he's kind of, you know, he's poor and humble, so you should probably support him in every way.
I was disappointed with Aaron Rodgers yesterday. I was a little disappointed with that game.
Well, there's a bigger story there.
Yeah.
It's not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is unbelievable. It's Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of Mike McCarthy. There is no synergy on that team. Rodgers doesn't want to play for him. His receivers don't want to play for him. It's time for him to move on.
Yeah.
It's done, you know?
Couple of shout-outs to our friend George Wallace. Saw his show over the weekend over at the Westgate. Dr. George Wallace, still hilarious. He's there five nights a week. Go see George. He's a legendary comedian. Also, Composer Showcase is coming up at the Smith Center for the Performing Arts, where one of us is employed.
Yeah.
And it's not the fish guy.
It's not the fish guy, and it's not the singer who sings with our friend Frankie Shinta at the South Point on the 24th, 25th, 26th of this month.
Okay.
One of those? Okay. Janine's down with either
day. I'm going to be there no matter what. All by myself. 24th and 25th. Wow. Yes. So come and share your Thanksgiving weekend with us.
Frankie Shinta, the showman over at the South Point.
I thought he was coming today. What happened to him?
His plane was stopped in Milwaukee, and he couldn't get out of Wisconsin. I think they had weather issues
in Wisconsin.
Wow. Wisconsin, where you can smell the fresh dairy air.
That's because he's carrying. Why were you carrying on an airplane?
Friday, we're going to be at the Double Down, world famous Double Down Saloon at 12:30 in the afternoon, doing a podcast from there. And Saturday, we're going to be at Rock and Riley's for our pregame night's rally. We're going to take another short commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920. Stay where you are.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top, along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago, food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston. A cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
With Vegas nonstop here on Sports Radio 920 AM NBC Sports Radio. Running down the list for NFL. We've got some NBA to talk about, some NHL to talk about. Join us at the world famous Double Down Saloon on Friday for our 12:30 p.m. podcast, and then on Saturday for our pregame Vegas Golden Knights rally. And for now, we're going to talk about NFL with Tanya Brennan, Janine Valentine, and my co-host, Jeffrey with a G. Line one, go ahead. So, 10 a.m. games, Buffalo Bills versus Jets. Let's just run through it. We talked about Panthers and Steelers on Thursday night, which is not a bad matchup, I think, for a Thursday night game. But
what do you mean? That's a great matchup.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about how in the past, you know, Thursday nights. I think this season, Thursday nights are better.
Well, I think the NFL heard the complaints, and they made a concerted effort to make the Thursday night game a little more popular and appealing for the public to watch. Mm-hmm. That's a great game.
Well, Buffalo Bills, who our Chicago Bears beat the you-know-what out of. That's the first game to talk about against the Jets. Jets are favored minus -8 with an over and under. We should talk about that a little bit, Janine, and talk about, you know, over and under just is really what? Janine?
It's the combination of total points scored in a game.
Great. And what's the spread?
We're not allowed to talk about that.
You know, come on.
I forgot already.
Some points that are favored.
Yep, okay, favorite points.
So, Tanya, Jets favored by 8 over Buffalo Bills. You think that's a fair number?
No, I would run to the book right now and take Buffalo with both hands.
Yeah.
Darnold should not be favored by 8 points over anybody, let alone a division rival.
And 37 points? Are they going to score 37 points?
Probably not. I don't think so.
No. They might score 6.5.
I was going to say, that's a lot.
You would bet under, Janine. Under 37. Okay. Hotlanta Falcons, -4. Cleveland Browns, what we call home dogs, Janine. Those are called home dogs.
Home dogs.
Yeah, when they're getting points and they're playing at home, they're home dogs.
And in this case, they're playing in the dog pound.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
In Cleveland. Home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's the name of my other dog, by the way. Cleveland.
Tanya, what do you think?
I'm looking at the totals here. I think collectively the two teams, they could probably shoot for over 51.
Do you really?
Wow. I don't know.
God,
I think
you've
got Matt Ryan.
To me, the total doesn't stand out to me, especially outdoors in Cleveland. Who knows what kind of weather they're going to face. But the fact that Atlanta's only favored by 4.
You take that.
After what I saw yesterday in Washington,
you're gonna take Atlanta.
Julio Jones, they're playing.
But Julio Jones looked amazing, didn't he?
He finally scored his first touchdown of the year.
And it was a great one.
Agreed. But here's a guy, we're in week 9, and he scored his first. And I'm only complaining because I have him on my fantasy team, but.
Yes, stick with reality.
It was about time he scored a touchdown. I don't see any reason why Atlanta doesn't absolutely destroy them. Cleveland is still getting used to the overhaul of having their head coach fired, their offensive coordinator fired. They don't know who they are. Baker Mayfield, I got nothing against him. I think he's done very well, but he's done well considering the situation he was thrown into. But there's no reason Atlanta doesn't go in there and win by double digits easily, just like Kansas City did yesterday.
This team has so many issues.
And this team has a much better defense than KC. You won't see Cleveland putting up, what did they do, 27 points yesterday against Kansas City? Or 20? They're not going to put up 25 points against this team.
Well, I'm going under on 51 points between Atlanta and Cleveland.
It's a lot of high scores.
We've talked a lot about Drew Brees and the Saints playing Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals, again, home dogs, +4 in Cincinnati. Tanya?
I'm going to take the Saints on this.
I would take Saints, but why is that 54.5? That's a lot. Everything we have here is like so high scoring, and I'm kind of surprised by those numbers, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Jeffrey with a G, line 1, go ahead. Saints, Bengals.
This is an easy one for me. I'll take the Saints all day long. Cincinnati doesn't have a chance. Their best player, A.J. Green, is going to be out for the next 2 weeks with a foot injury. Andy Dalton, I mean, I don't care where you put him. He's not going to do anything special. So, yeah, I'll take New Orleans all day long, -4. And I don't see 54 points being scored outside of Cincy.
Yeah, all these 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Redskins in Tampa Bay, Florida. Buccaneers, what are they wearing underneath their Buccaneer hats? They're Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
-2.5 in Tampa Bay, over and under 51.5. Tanya?
Definitely under 51. Buccaneers is -2.5. I'm going to take the Redskins. Alex Smith.
Best play of the week is over 51.5 here.
You think?
Over.
Tampa Bay cannot stop a running nose. I mean, there's no reason. Washington doesn't put up 35 points themselves. I don't care if it's Fitzpatrick. I don't care if it's Jameis Winston. They've given up 275 points in 9 games. So they're giving up 30 points a game. And Washington was embarrassed yesterday at home against Atlanta. They're going to go on the road against that defense, and Alex Smith and company should open up a can of you-know-what on Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Whoop-ass?
Yeah, so I'll take Washington Redskins on the money line.
Yeah?
I don't want the points. I'll take +20 and over 51.5.
ML, money line. Want to explain to Janine what money line is?
The money line says we're just going to throw the points out the window.
Okay.
And we're just going to bet on who wins the game.
Okay.
Win or lose.
I like that.
So now you're going to risk -140. You're going to risk 140 to win 100 on Tampa Bay, but you're going to risk 100 to win 120 on Washington because we're taking the dog to win outright.
The dog.
Dog. I love dogs.
Also 10 a.m. on CBS. New England Patriots against Tennessee Titans. More home dogs. Tennessee Titans plus 7 over and under 48.5, Tanya.
I'm going to go under 48.5 on that. I'm not impressed with the Titans right now, but I'm going to take the Patriots.
You'll find out tonight, I guess.
Jeffrey with a G.
So the Titans are plus 5 tonight Dallas.
Yeah.
Right? So if we give Dallas home field advantage of 3 points, and yet they're only 7-point underdogs at home to Tennessee, to New England, after we just saw the Patriots beat Green Bay by 14. I'll take the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're
under.
I know you're going to say that you're taking them, but you're not going to bet them.
Nope. They're on the list of will not bet.
We just had that conversation about betting your home team.
Not just betting my home team. There are teams that I will not bet anymore ever. I don't bet Oakland. I don't bet the Jets.
Right, and I won't bet Oakland either.
And now I will not bet New England. It just means from a handicapping standpoint, you don't have the right feel for that team, whether you're on them or against them. So just stay away.
It's funny, as the season gets late, you know, deeper into the season, you start writing off teams that you're not going to bet.
Of course.
Just like, okay, I've been burned on this one. I've been burned on this one.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. New Orleans, what's their record? 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
Who's their one loss to?
I got it. Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Okay? How does Buffalo go into Minnesota and beat them by 3 touchdowns? Right.
There's no rhyme or reason. That's why I say any given Sunday, you can handicap, you can prognosticate, if I could use the word prognosticate.
You can.
As Janine made a face. It's like, you can't say prognosticate on the air.
You can
as long as you're not putting on an exam glove.
Right.
And that would be prostate.
That's true. I always laugh with the media, you know, because at this point, they're telling you already who they're seeing in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, it's who's going to show up at the right game, the right time,
and
you never know.
I mean, yeah.
who are they saying? The Patriots
right now they're saying, actually they're giving Kansas City
really?
And the Patriots from the AFC, I would say the Rams or the Saints.
Well, up until yesterday, you'd say the Rams, and
yep.
You know, then yesterday.
But
happened.
You never know.
Right.
You know, I mean, the Jags can come in and
put it this way.
The Saints or...
Put it this way, the NFC is going to be certainly a lot more competitive than the AFC.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, if you want to throw Pittsburgh in there now, you can. But New England and Kansas City are the class of the AFC. In the NFC, you have Saints, Rams, Carolina, mm-hmm. Atlanta, Minnesota, that are at least capable of going on 3-4 game winning streaks and accruing 10, 11, 12 wins.
Let me ask you this. I was thinking about this game yesterday. Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City Chiefs or the Patriots with Tom Brady? Who do you like in that battle?
Well, it's funny. I addressed that 2 weeks ago, and I said it depends on where the game's played.
Mm.
If the game's in Foxborough, you're not beating Tom Brady on his home field.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in Arrowhead, very tough place to play in general, and it's a revenge game because New England already beat KC once in New England.
That was New England that beat them on that one loss.
Correct.
I could not figure
it's
out
New
who
England.
Beat them. Okay.
So I said it 2 weeks ago on the air, I said, depending on where it's played, which is going to come down to record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're separated by one game
Absolutely.
Now. Right? 8-1 versus 7-2. I think that will be your deciding factor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 3 more games at 10 a.m. on Sunday. The Jacksonville Jaguars... I like saying it that way.
Jaguars.
Against the Indianapolis Colts. Indian no place, -3. Colts against Jags. Tanya.
I don't know about this game. I really don't.
Pass.
I'm going to pass on this one.
Pass. Jeffrey with a G line one. Go ahead.
I'll take Andrew Luck at home. Both teams coming off a bye. Nothing special here. But I think Luck has done fairly well this year, given coming back from such a long injury. And yeah, I'll take the Colts at home, -3.
What is even? It says... What is
even? Oh, that means how do I explain that?
I don't know.
So typically, when you bet a line, you're laying 10 cents. That's how the books make their money.
Okay.
You know what that means? When I say laying 10 cents, you're going to risk 110 to win 100.
Right.
Or 11 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out how to explain this a little better because someone explained it to me once brilliantly.
Well, while you're remembering. We're going to talk about the Bears and the Lions in Chicago, which is always a great matchup. It's two Midwestern teams. Bears are favored by 6.5 as of this morning line in Chicago at Soldier Field. Not Soldiers, but Soldier Field. -6.5 with an over and under right in around the middle sweet spot at about 45. Tanya?
I do like the Lions' defense. Not sold yet on their offense. I'm going to go with the Bears on
the
this.
The Bears!
Yep.
Well, you know I'm going to
They're
take the
home.
Bears. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
I'm going to take the under in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor in Chicago at Soldier Field. Detroit not looking
soldier.
Great. I said soldier.
No, you put an S on the end. I heard
oh
you.
My goodness.
That one soldier. Just that one guy.
Just that
one guy.
And I have a lot of faith in the Bears' defense, not so much in their offense.
The Bears.
Tanya likes the Lions' defense, so it looks like we're going to have a defensive battle outdoors
yep
in Chicago.
Smash mouth football.
Yeah, smash mouth football. Black and blue defense of the Bears.
So 23-17 Bears.
You like the Lions, Tanya?
You know, I said I like the Lions defense. I think the Bears are going to win this, though.
Okay, so you're
yeah covering.
The Bears,
they're going to win by a touchdown?
One more 10 a.m. game, which is
so
Chiefs Cardinals.
That should be a close
in
game.
In KC. Yeah. KC, minus 16.5.
Close.
With an over and under 50. Now, I've said this before at the Westgate. I don't know about other hotel casinos. At the sportsbook there, you cannot bet a parlay in double digits and an over and under. I have no idea why.
You can't bet the same team.
Same team.
Double digit and over.
Right.
Did you
go ahead?
I'm sorry, Jeffrey. Did you say that would be a close game? We're talking about the Cardinals,
six,
a two win.
There's a good chance that Kansas City could cover the total themselves in this game.
Okay.
Mm. It's minus 16.5. So what do? You stay away from it?
No, you pound KC.
Pound KC. Take take them. Okay. Tanya, you agree?
Oh sure. I'll go with Jeffrey G on this.
16.5 in there to cover. So that's two touchdowns and a field goal.
You're good. You know your numbers.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, that's it for the 10 a.m. games. We're going to take a short commercial break and come back and finish this up. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 a.m. Stay right where you are.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey, everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
John of the Scott with Vegas nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Like us and share us on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and soon at a theater near you.
Yeah.
Big story in comedy is talk show host and Las Vegas native Jimmy Kimmel's opening his own comedy club at the Lynx Hotel. Live television shows are going to be coming from Jimmy Kimmel's. Of course, if you're looking for comedy, Brad Garrett has his own comedy club in the basement over at the MGM Hotel. Gabe Lopez has a great comedy show every Friday night at the South Point. Free show called The Dirty at 12:30. Laugh Factory, Tropicana, steady stream of great stand-up comics. Comedy Cellar from New York is now here at the Rio. Hooters Hotel and Casino has great comedy with the Hilarious Seven doing stand-up in a competitive fashion. And our friend George Wallace, of course, five nights a week at the Westgate. Plenty of places to get your comedy fix. Jeffrey with a G, line one.
Go ahead.
Question. Yes, Mr. Cotter.
Mr. Scott, where's the Lynx Hotel? I've never heard of it.
Is it the Link?
The Link.
Yeah, I call it the Lynx.
You said the Link.
Link. Oh, well, it's now spelled
L-I-N-Q. I looked at Tanya. I'm like, Lynx Hotel?
Is that new? You never know. Vegas moves
it
fast.
It was Imperial Palace.
I know where the Link is.
It was the Imperial Palace.
Jimmy Kimmel's opening up a place at the Link?
Yeah, called Jimmy Kimmel's. Yeah.
Wow.
Very cool.
Double Down, we're going to be there Friday, 12:30 in the afternoon. Janine and I and whoever else wants to join us.
Actually, Mr. Scott, I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to New York City, but listen, this is my plan, though, and I have a lot of time in the plane. I am going to study my statistics, and I'm going to study, like, all this Super Book, Super Bowl, all this betting stuff, and I'm going to be, like, knowledgeable.
You're also going to be appearing on the 24th and 25th at the South Point with our friend Frankie Shinda.
Nice. What?
All right, 1 o'clock games on Sunday, Chargers versus Raiders, more home dogs, Raiders plus 9.5, Tanya, 50.5 is over and under.
That's awfully high. 50 is awfully high.
But you're
going to
take the Chargers?
So is John.
I'm going to take the Chargers. You know, I'm not impressed with Phillip Rivers, although he can put points on the board.
Yeah.
He misses two-point conversions.
How many years has he been playing?
And I don't know. A little careless for me.
14, probably?
Yeah, probably. But
I'll still take the Chargers.
He came out with Eli, so 14 years.
Jeffrey, Chargers or Raiders?
I just saw the Niners beat the Raiders by 30.
Second win.
I like the way the Chargers are playing. I like what they did yesterday. Okay. I don't usually like giving 9.5 points on the road, but this Oakland team has literally mailed it in. They're done.
Done. Okay, I'm going to take the
Chargers. No Marshawn Lynch, no Amari Cooper, no Mack. Gruden doesn't care. He's acquiring picks for the next 2 years.
125 Packers and Dolphins in Green Bay at the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Packers minus 9 against the fish people. Tanya, what do you think?
Wait, where are you?
Where do you see Packers?
Where are you?
It's up here.
Oh, you moved upwards.
Well, I didn't do it, but they do it.
What?
Yeah, they sometimes list the games out of order on the sheets.
God.
Packers and Dolphins, we skipped over it. Packers or Dolphins, what do you like?
Right now, the way Packers are looking, I think I'm going to pick Miami on this one.
Really?
I like Green Bay.
No.
Jeffrey,
you don't think so?
Dolphins struggle to beat the Jets, take the pack all the way.
I don't know. This is a weird game.
You can take whoever you want. Okay. Seahawks and Rams. Jeffrey with a G. Rams minus 10 in Los Angeles.
This is a good
I'll take
one.
The over.
Yep.
Over 51.5.
Yeah.
Goff and Russell? Absolutely
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
Wow. Sunday Night Football, Cowboys, Eagles. Eagles minus 6. Tanya.
I'm gonna go with the Eagles.
Eagles at home, coming off a bye, extra
That's
day.
It.
They just picked up Golden Tate from Detroit, another weapon for Wentz to play with.
Thank you, sports consultant Tanya Brennan.
Woo,
thank you, singer vocalist Janine Valentine. Thank you, viewers. Thank you, Jeffrey with a G Line One. Like us and share us. Share us and like us. Join us for pizza and podcast at Amore Taste in Chicago. Eat well, party hard, like Irish Town. Scott, peace out.
There are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?